So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and moving into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. It always helps just to focus on our hearts. Just think of someone or something we love. Something, someone who brings a smile to your face. Breathing into that sweet heart space and allowing that love to expand. Just smiling at that expansion of love that grows as we breathe. And let the love move through your body. Like little waves flowing out from your heart, forward and back, up and down, left and right, filling your whole body with that beautiful space of peace and love, bringing a deep sense of relaxation and ease to everything that's happening here. All is truly well. And we can just relax and let go. And bring our attention to one of the quotes that Marcia shared with us this week. If you're really wanting change in your experience, then we would encourage you to selectively sift through the body of what is and focus on the parts of it that you love the most. Start a new game that says, what I like most about this is, and my favorite thing about this is, my favorite thing about my home is, my favorite thing about my yard is, my favorite thing about my work is, my favorite thing about my mate is, my favorite thing about my body is. In other words, start selectively sifting and amplifying your favorite parts of what is. Now, what is serving as a very stable platform of creating more that will please you. Leave out the things that say, and my most unfavorite part is. So if you're beating the drum of your favorite parts, and then you're filling in around what is, that is your favorite, with wouldn't it be nice if, and wouldn't it be nice if, and wouldn't it be nice if, and now your experience, we promise that as soon as the first day you do it, is changing to what you want instead of changing to more of the same. And that's from San Diego in August of 2003. So we're going to focus in this meditation on our favorite things. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. And thinking about favorite things, think about your favorite thing in your home. One of many, I'm sure, favorite things in your home. What is a satisfying aspect of your home? On 90 degree days, my favorite thing is the air conditioning. On 30 degree days, my favorite thing is the heat. My favorite thing changes, so let's think of some of our favorite things about home. One of my favorite things about my home is how I feel here. I feel that my home is a sanctuary where I am cozy and happy and free. Loving our homes. And let's think about favorite things about people. Think about one of your favorite people. Could be a new great grandbaby, or it could be a dear friend, or it could be a loving partner. Could be someone that you've known for 35 years or someone you met yesterday. Think of something that feels favorite about a person. So many things to love in other people. One of my favorite things is a great sense of humor. Another is an eagerness to play. Another is an optimistic, eager attitude. What are some of your favorite things about people? You might think of several people and say, oh yeah, I do like that quality, and I see that in this one, in this one, in this one. Let's think about favorite things in our community. There's a lot to love where I live. I love the pool and I love my neighbors. I love the hill behind my house where the kids sled in the wintertime. I love that there's a school right up the street. Think about your neighborhood and your town, the community that you live in, and all your favorite things about what's right here. And as we think about our favorite things that are in our home community, let's think about our favorite things about communities that we visited, places that you've been, vistas that you've seen, places you've traveled. What did you love about some of the places you have traveled? What places that you've been struck you as beautiful? And while we're talking about favorites, let's think about what we love about different times of day. What's your favorite time of day? What do you love to do in your favorite time of day? What's your favorite part of the sky? You think of sunrise or sunset or stars or comets or the moon phases, clouds skittering and thunder and lightning. What do you love about the sky? Sometimes when we think of favorites, we think it has to be a comparison, but I always love the story about the dog who said, "Frisbee, my favorite. Treats, my favorite. The dog park, my favorite. Going for a walk, my favorite. Wagging my tail, my favorite. Getting pets, my favorite." So as we think about all of these favorites, let's think about ourselves and find some things about ourselves that we love. What's your favorite thing about your eyes? What's your favorite thing about your ears? What's your favorite thing about your taste buds? What's your favorite thing to smell? What do you appreciate about your hands? What do you love about your respiratory system and your lungs? It's a lot to love in breathing. What do you love about your life? And in our last couple of minutes, let's think about our favorite things to feel. I love feeling entertained. I love feeling inspired. I love feeling uplifted. Feeling joyful is one of my favorite things. Feeling playful or silly or frivolous is fun. What are your favorite things to feel? Feeling connected and in alignment is so powerful. Whatever games we play, whatever we focus on that feels good, benefits us and benefits everyone else we come in contact with. Because when we're in alignment, we are inspiring and uplifting, and it is good. So just remember how good it feels to feel connected and in alignment. And our time is about up, so let's just stretch a little bit and let ourselves wriggle around and get really, really comfortable. And take a moment just to smile at all of our favorite things. And definitely some of my favorite people that I'm looking at right now. And just give thanks that all is truly well. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, Connie. Wow, that was a journey. That was great.
Oh,
that was
good.
Fun. That was awesome.
I'm glad it was fun. I was clueless, and I thought, I've got to find an inspiration. And I read the third quote, I think it was, that Marcia put out. I thought, oh, I can do a meditation on that. That'll work. Thank you, Marcia.
That was a good idea, Connie. That was a good idea. That's something that we should all do anyway. I mean, to go through even towns and places and things, because there's just so many positive things to come up.
Right.
I gotta say, when you started mentioning various parts of the body, I'm just thankful that they work.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I got that picture. Marcia, you missed that one, so that was a funny one. That was a good one. Good, good, good.
Yay.
Connie, okay.
Go ahead.
I have to tell you, the last couple of weeks have been amazing, but this, to start this off, our Abraham group this way, I read over the quotes 3 or 4 times from yesterday to today. And the first one that inspired me was the third one, the one that you started with. My favorite things is one of my favorite songs.
Yay.
And I kept saying, please let me find that quote. And then for you to start off the meditation that way, I thought, oh, all it is working for me. But I cried through the whole meditation. Which for me just tells me that the ultimate is happening for me.
Awesome.
And a lot thanks to Abraham and the group, this community of my life. I'm feeling.
Yay.
At this point in my life, to even say those words and to recognize it is such a gift.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To all of you. To all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Are we going to incorporate into a church now? I mean, what's
No.
No. No, we're not.
Good.
No. God, no.
That was great, though, Jesse. Thank you.
Whatever.
Very powerful.